Our theme for this homecoming is the fact that God is our dwelling place. We live in God. Now, for the world, that does not make sense at all. They have no grasp of the thought that God is omnipresent. He is everywhere. You cannot find a place where God is not. You can never go to some place where His presence is not there. But for the believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, there is special comfort to that, because wherever he is, the presence of the Lord is there. In times of sorrow, in times of joy, in times of tragedy, and in times of victory, he is always there. Now, friends, we need to let that percolate through our souls, that we recognize his presence with us always. But it should be something that we desire. You know, we all have that within us. We desire to have a home, a dwelling place where we can settle down and feel like we can relax. We belong there. And this is precisely what God wishes for his people, that they may recognize that he is the place where they belong, that he has prepared a dwelling for them, and for all eternity they're going to be dwelling with him. Our theme is God, our dwelling place. In Psalm 90 and verse 1, Moses says, "Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations, before the mountains were brought forth, wherever thou hast formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God." Yes, here is the proper presence, the awe, the worship of recognizing the Lord of the universe, creator of all that exists, desires his people to dwell with him. And by nature of the case, they have to dwell in him, because he fills everything that exists. You can't get to a place where he is not. He is everything that is. And so he invites us to consciously recognize that we have the privilege of dwelling in him. That is not important just geographically. What's important about that is spiritually. Always he is present to hear our prayers. Always he is present to protect us from harm. Always he is present to see to it that we walk his pathway. What a comfort. What a blessing to have an existence that is always in the midst of God, for he is everywhere. In times of sorrow and crisis, that is especially comforting. He never forsakes his own. He is with us. In times of joy, we can celebrate knowing that he is present, celebrating his will as well. So on this special occasion, we have the joyous privilege of recognizing that God is present today, now, that we are dwelling within him, and we cannot get away from him. The wicked cannot flee from him. He is everywhere, but we rejoice that he is with us, and we can sing his praises, knowing that he receives our singing, and we can pray, knowing that he hears our prayers. It's wonderful to be dwelling in God. Now, in Psalm 90, Moses had personally given up Egypt. He had been a powerful man in Egypt. But he turned his back upon all of that in order to go with a group of slaves into the wilderness, far from the powers and treasures of Egypt. And he wasn't forced to do that. He was called. And he responded in obedience. Wherever God wanted him, he was prepared to go. And God had to open up the pathway. The Egyptians were not ready to let them go. But before God was through, they were ready. And they came to the Red Sea. And there was a terrible barrier. I have stood there on the shores and looked across. That's a real deep sea. And the Lord opened up the waters and told them to march. And they marched into the sea. And the scripture says specifically the water was a wall on each side of them. I know how the liberals interpret that. You know, it's exaggeration. The wind that came along and blew the waters to make them a little shallow, that's all. They waded across. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says it was a miraculous act of God. He opened up a way that was impossible. And they went across, the text says, on dry ground, with the waters, a wall on each side. Now that took some faith. But friends, that is all of us. It takes faith for all of us to recognize that in this wicked world, this terrible wilderness that we must go through, that God is present, that His protection is all we need. And the enemy may be all about us, the disaster just a step away. But we don't fear because God is our dwelling place. We are in Him, and He never forgets His own. What a precious privilege He has given us. Moses lived in the presence of God. He had to walk through that burning desert. He came to the end of his life in that desert. For it was not God's will that he enter the promised land. And so he wound up, as Deuteronomy 34:6 tells us, being buried in an unmarked grave. And no one knows, even to this day, where that grave is. It just disappeared. But his gaze was constantly upon the Lord. And he walked through the wilderness by faith, trusting in God to keep his word, accomplish his purpose. And God did. He brought the people to the promised land, just as he said he would. And he commissioned Joshua, Moses' lieutenant, to bring them into the land. There was nothing he could do to do all that. They were heavily fortified cities, great walls around them, sometimes double rings of walls. And it was the Lord that brought them in, and the Lord that gave them the victories. And Joshua, of course, knew that. He was simply a tool in the hands of God. Now, friends, the Lord may bring us into hard places where we look about and are concerned. There are heavily walled cities that we're facing, and we don't have any equipment to break those walls down. But He does. And we must never forget that He does not lead His people in vain. He leads us because He has purpose behind every step. And we may walk in confidence because we are not dwelling in a strange land. We're passing through it. We're dwelling in God. He is our dwelling place. And by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, that is never going to change. In all eternity, it will still be just that, dwelling in the presence of God, dwelling with the Lord Jesus' blessing resting upon His people. What a priceless privilege He has granted to His people. In Psalm 4:8, the psalmist says, "Thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety." Now, that was something that David had to learn. In the Psalms, again and again, David expresses this awe and wonder at how God protects him. A little shepherd boy who grew up to be a warrior, surrounded by enemies, facing terrible odds all the time, coming to a kingship where he was one step away from death. The assassins were all about him, but the Lord made him dwell in safety. He was sure of it. Now, friends, we may have that same certainty. There's not a person here who is going to die accidentally. Or it may be unexpected for some, but never accidentally. If you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have an appointed pathway, and He will see to it that you walk that pathway, and that you come out at the exact spot that He intends, and when the time is ripe, He will take you home. And there is no worry about that or strain. God promises that He will take care of His own, and we can relax. You don't have to worry about that, because God is in full control, and there is no Christian that ever dies accidentally or prematurely. The saints go home on time. Now, friends, we must recognize the overarching love and care of God. We are dwelling within Him. We are dwelling in the midst of His blessings, in the midst of His protection. We can relax and travel our pathway with faith and confidence and joy, because we're going homeward. We're going to His presence, where we shall see Him as He is. The veil will be lifted, and we will have the ability to see the glory of God. In our present bodies, it would consume us. We're in no case prepared for such a sight. But at that time, we will be prepared, and we shall see Him as He is. What a blessed thing it is to be a Christian, to walk a pathway that you know God has prepared, and to walk it knowing that you have a home at the end of that pathway, and the home is God Himself. He is our dwelling place. Now, friends, we are not orphans. We're not struggling along here, alone and forsaken, with none to help. No, we are children of God, if you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior. And God is watching your steps, guiding your steps, directing them to come right on time into His presence. And that's what's important about life. It's not important what kind of a house you live in, or what kind of a car you drive, or who the important people are that you may know. None of that is important. What's important is you know the Lord Jesus as Savior. You're traveling His pathway. You are going by His direction to a home that is going to be spectacularly beautiful. The Scripture describes it. We all know. That's not just nice imagery. It's truth. God's Word is not deception. It is real. And when it speaks about the gold and the glory of that realm, it's not an exaggeration. It's going to be spectacular beyond our imagination. And the principal reason is because God is there. And His glory is going to irradiate that place. We can't even imagine what that would be like. The prophets and others who in Scripture saw a manifestation of God's glory fell at His feet like one dead. It was something they couldn't stand. It was so brilliant. But when that day comes for us, we will be glorified. Every saint who knows the Lord Jesus as Savior will have a resurrection body and will be able to look upon God in His glory and splendor and not be consumed. The glory will be shared with all who are there. What a remarkable thing that God loves poor, sinful creatures such as we are to that extent. But that's what Scripture teaches. In verse 3, David says, "The Lord will hear when I call unto Him." That was the practical result. He knew that he had a prayer, hearing, prayer, answering God. There are Christians who get discouraged. They pray and the answer doesn't come immediately, and they give up hope. You know, God isn't listening. That's not true. God is listening. He is hearing. And we must recognize that all answers come on His timetable, not ours. We would like everything to just magically appear at once. Sometimes we have to wait. But the answers come right on time, His time. The answers come oftentimes in a way that we don't expect, but they're in a way that glorifies Him and strengthens His people. And we can expect them by His grace. In Psalm 23, David says, "I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Now that's a beautiful picture of one who had to live on the hillside tending sheep. He didn't have a house to dwell in. He had difficult times when he had to flee, even when he had a palace, and run away from his home. That's hard. So he had been through a lot. But he knew one thing. The Lord was his shepherd, and the Lord would take care of him. And so Psalm 23 gives us that assurance. We are on a way home. We are going to dwell in the house of the Lord. It is going to be as fully glorious as Scripture portrays. In Psalm 139, the psalmist says, "If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me." The presence of God, wherever He leads us, is something where God's hand holds the believer. We must never forget that. Oftentimes we feel alone and abandoned. Nobody understands, but He does. And His hands are always upholding us every step of the way. He will never fail His people. We may stumble and fall, by His grace be restored, but He never fails. His power is almighty. In Psalm 69, verse 33, declares how God will save Zion, and they that love His name shall dwell therein. Now that's a beautiful thought. The city of Zion is Jerusalem, and it's a beautiful city in some ways. The old walls and the towers that are there about it are something very moving and nostalgic about it. There's a place to the north of Jerusalem, a hill that is there. It has nothing on it. It's just a hill. But it's the place where the crusaders came down and saw Jerusalem for the first time. History tells us that they wept as they looked out over that city. They had come a long way to get there, fought many battles, and there it was. There's something akin to that in the believer. For we're going through wars in this world. We have to be faithful warriors, not cringe from the battle. And it's hard. We're struggling with things. But the day will come when we will see the city of God, the place that He has prepared for us. And yes, it will be worth all that we have been through. It is a place that is absolutely perfect because God dwells there. And that makes everything different. It is His will that is done there. It is His word that is fulfilled there. And the saints and angels who are there celebrate His greatness. And the saints who come will join in the singing and praising of His name. God is our dwelling place. The prophet Isaiah saw this in chapter 57 and verse 15. For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Yes, God intends a glorious consummation, a time of blessing and celebration that his people shall share in. He dwells in the high and holy place. That's our destination, friends. If you know the Lord Jesus Christ, that's where you're headed. And he, the Lord Jesus, is the only one that can bring you there. You'll never make it on your own. There is no human being that can give you the powers to get there. Only the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the one who can bring his people into his presence with singing and triumph. It is waiting for God's saints. And so Isaiah, chapter 55, 7, exhorts people, "Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." Yes, that's the invitation to all. If you do not know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, this is the day you can change all that. The invitation is there, but it means turning your back on the past, turning yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ, and accepting whatever he wants. He wants your blessedness. In Psalm 53:12, he bare the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. He was praying for us. He was praying for all the transgressors. And we can come knowing that he will receive us and will be our dwelling place. In the New Testament, 1 John chapter 4, John says, "Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God," 1 John 4:15. Now, confessing the Lord Jesus is not just naming his name. A confession is a wholehearted surrender to a person. Confessing the Lord Jesus means he is now your Savior and Lord. He directs your pathway. You're not going to choose it. He is going to guide you to his destination. You are not going to go off toward yours. It's a confession of surrender. You want what the Lord wants. And the Lord wants the best for each of his children. And in that, he gives us himself. For all those who choose him, receive him. And that's not just a metaphor. When you come to the Lord Jesus and haul down the rebel flag and ask him to save you, cleanse you from sin, make you his child, that's exactly what he does. But in doing that, he comes in to stay, to be Lord of your life, to direct your steps consciously, that you may walk his pathway, not yours. And so there's a change. The individual who used to be willful and wayward and going his own way, all of a sudden is doing things that please God. He's not working his way to heaven. He is demonstrating he meant business when he surrendered to the Lord. And the Lord now directs his path, and he obeys. It's a simple thing, but it's a powerful thing as well. It transforms the individual from a child of the devil following wicked pathways to a child of God traveling a pathway that leads home to celestial realms and the presence of the living God. No one can just barge his way into that pathway. They come through the Lord Jesus only. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through Him. Now, friends, this is something that we must all remain conscious of. If you've come to the Lord Jesus and you've received Him as your Savior, you're walking a pathway that He ordains. And you may be distressed sometimes at how hard that is, the difficulties that are there, the enemies that are lurking there. But He knows all that. And He's marking out your pathway perfectly in His way of understanding. And as long as you are following it, you have absolutely nothing to worry about. He will bring His children home. There's not a one that He's going to lose. Now that takes faith. You look at the circumstances and it doesn't look too good. But He is Lord of all circumstances. You look to Him and see His power, His love, His grace, quite sufficient for whatever you would need. And so we must ask for it. Draw upon that strength, that grace, that love that He pours out upon His people. For He is our dwelling place. We live in Him, not just in a geographical location. We live in the presence of the Savior who died for us, whose blood cleanses us from sin. There's nothing else that could originate that. But He does it by His power. And so there's no place for fear or worry in the life of the believer. We're walking His pathway. He is guiding us, and we're the sheep that follows the shepherd. The shepherd knows where he's going. Oftentimes, we don't. But that's all right. The shepherd never makes a mistake. The shepherd never fails. We can relax and humbly follow. God is our dwelling place. We have the glorious privilege of dwelling in Him now because He is everywhere. And consciously dwelling in Him, talking to Him along the way, praying to Him when we need deliverance, praising Him when we see His hand of mercy. The conversation ought to be continuing because He's always present. He always hears. In Revelation chapter 21, John says, verse 3, I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them. And they shall be His people, and God Himself shall be with them and be their God. Revelation 21:3. What is He saying? He's saying that He is our dwelling place. He's saying that His goal is that we come from this world, through all the trials and temptations that are here, to come to Him and to be in His place of dwelling. And to come in by His grace into the presence of His Heavenly Father. Something we could never deserve, can never earn, can never repay. It's grace. And He gives it freely to all those who trust Him as Savior. Friends, it's wonderful to know that God is our dwelling place. We can dwell in that precious place today and every day, walking the pilgrim pathway, we can still be in the presence of God, because you can never be in any place where He is not. Every step of your pathway is in the presence of God. He is there. And there are no worries left. There is no place for fear. He is leading His saints homeward into His presence. He does it by a perfect pathway. And every saint leaving this world passes into the presence of his Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is not going to miss a single sheep. They will all be there. Friends, we need to remember whatever our pathway, whatever the trials of the present moment, they're not to be feared, because God is our dwelling place right now. And the day will come when we will leave this realm, this veil of tears, and pass into the presence of the Almighty God, where there can be no tears, but everlasting joy instead. And we shall see the Savior face to face, and we shall see the saints that have gathered, and the home that He has prepared for His people. And we will dwell there, in Him, forever and forever. The fate of the believer is a blessed one by grace. Every head bowed, every eye closed. In this quiet moment, let me ask you, are you among the number who know the Lord Jesus as your Savior? Have you come and bowed the knee before Him and asked Him to blot out your sins, to wash you white as snow? If you have done that, trust that He keeps His word. If you haven't done that, this would be a good time to do that very thing, to ask Him to forgive you and cleanse you and make you His dear child. O Lord, we thank Thee for the grace and love poured out through the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank You for salvation so rich and free, for guarding Thy people and leading us through this wilderness wandering, for preparing a place for us, a home where we can rest in Thy presence and celebrate Thy greatness and sing Thy praises. We pray, Lord, that Thou wilt give us in our hearts the blessing of anticipation of how great Thy love is and how gracious Thy leading and care is. Help us, Lord, every day to walk with Thee one step nearer home. For Jesus' sake. Amen.